Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Hey, Nick.
Hi, Anna.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
You know what day it is.
Yes, I will tell you what day it is. It is the seventh day since we last recorded this show. It's been 7 days.
Oh, I've never felt lighter.
You know, it was awful, though. I saw you yesterday. You promised...
That's right.
You would not see me.
That's right. That's bad for me.
You're a liar. I had a great time seeing you. However,
I promise.
You are a liar. Yeah. Now everybody knows.
Yeah.
I did Daily Zeitgeist yesterday, but that was a month ago now.
Yeah. By the time you hear this, you'll be like, what's Der Daily Zeitgeist? Because it's been canceled by
now.
It's
been canceled. Oh my God.
I have some plans.
Just really makes me nervous. Yeah.
Nick did Daily Zeitgeist. Go back and listen to that episode a month ago. It'll be very topical news from a month ago.
At that point, we were laughing about Amy Coney Barrett getting in the Supreme Court. Now, we have no idea that now she, of course, is the only member of the Supreme Court.
Also, I'm pretty sure this drops on Election Day, so this is probably, this episode's going to be like, la-di-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Biden forever!
And it's like, people could possibly be like.
Oh, man. I love that we're so confident about Biden because it allowed me to vote for Bernie.
Well, I mean, I'm not confident about it. I mean, like, this can go either way. We could all be like, oh, thank the Lord, or tonight. When you guys hear this, people, I mean, I doubt there'll be, there won't be like
more media.
No, I mean, like, I don't know if we'll have an answer tonight of,
of course. Well, no, we will. I think we will.
It'll,
you know why I think we will?
Huh?
Because they don't need everything counted. It just needs to be overwhelming and it will be.
I hope
like,
so.
I understand that Trump will wait till every last ballot is counted, and that's fine. Whatever he needs to do. But we will know on the night that he is, that Biden has won.
And
he's going to win by such an overwhelming majority.
Oh my God. Why are you doing this right now?
That it won't be close.
Don't date yourself. Why are you doing this?
I don't believe in superstition, you know?
Oh no.
Superstition is only works if you believe
in it. I can't wait for you to text me and be like, can you cut all that out on the day?
There's no reason to.
Okay,
he won overwhelmingly.
Nick, I hope so.
400 or 500 electoral votes for Biden.
I hope so. Are you making... Oh, no. Nick, is this a classic Nick is doing bets on the side?
No, I'm just saying, I'm not betting on politics anymore. It's... come on. You can't bet on politics. You'll lose everything. I only bet on sports and mostly baseball. And I would love to talk to you about the turnstile method whenever you have time.
No. So I was going to say it's exciting because it's finale day.
Sure, yeah. Finale
day. We're talking about
day.
The finale.
Oh, yes. Everyone's least favorite episode of Below Deck.
Mm-hmm.
The episode where it all comes to a sputtering halt.
Finale day.
Honestly, I felt like last week was the finale.
And now this one,
it's like, ugh, we gotta see everything we know is gonna play out. Everybody who's in some weird fucking non-relationship is gonna have to go through the motions that everybody always goes through. Let's just get into it, because I want to talk about it so badly.
Oh.
Unless you had more shit to yap about.
Okay, don't be rude to me. I'm fab. No, I have nothing more to say. Now, did you watch this live?
You can't say I'm fab, then pick up a Kleenex and start picking your nose.
I'm not picking my nose. I'm just cleaning all this guy and yucking it.
Oh, because when I pick my nose, I'm not cleaning all the yuck in it.
Yeah.
What I'm doing is stabbing my nose so it bleeds and I can go home early.
That's a great memory of old times when we were allowed to be places that we could leave early.
Yeah, I gotta get. Remember needing to leave somewhere?
No, I blacked out.
You know, like your house?
Yeah.
So we built our garage out now. We've got a little gym out there. We got a little table. Got a podcasting studio.
Oh.
It's anything you need. You know, it's a convertible space. We got a little extra space. Now that it's not so hot, we can go use the garage. And it's nice to have another bit of land.
I don't know
in
you
this
had
relationship.
A garage at all.
We do have a garage, yes. Got a little parking spot. There's only four units, you know. So the garages are all right behind our apartment. And you can just walk out there and it's quite spacious.
I do love that about you.
Because nobody parks in their garage. Everybody uses their garage for storage. That was a building thing long before we got here.
Oh, cool. Well,
I'd love to talk to you more about, the timeline, the history of the apartment.
No.
My landlord actually grew up in this apartment.
No, we know that.
Well, it was a house. It was cut into four.
No, we know all this.
She's actually fallen ill recently and has been in the hospital quite a bit.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Let's get into the show. Did you watch this live by any chance?
Hello? What's that?
Oh, my God.
No. No, the landlord?
No, Nick, this is not appropriate.
Well, do we have to move? Oh, right. No, it's not time to think about that. Yeah, no, of course, I'll be at the viewing. Of course, we'll host the viewing. Yes, bring the body in anytime. Okay, bye.
I don't even understand. Why would they give you the body to host the viewing?
You'll never guess what happened.
That's horrible.
Oh, did you hear all that?
Yes, you're on a podcast.
Oh, yeah. So apparently no one in her family was still alive.
Jesus Christ.
I'm next of kin.
No, you're not.
I'm the oldest tenant in the building.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. There is one lady older than me.
So she would host the viewing technically.
I guess, yeah. So I'd go next door. But I can't go over there because she's got cats. So that's why it falls on me.
Why? Because it's imperative that you have to be there?
Why? It's next door. I can't go. It's the social event of the season in our building.
Okay, we need to start this episode so I can leave here quicker.
I tried to start this episode 3 minutes ago.
Yeah. Okay. Did you watch this episode live?
I did not watch this episode at all, but I'd love to hear your take on it.
Okay, so you didn't watch the after show.
No. And you gotta stop saying that there's an after show, because there isn't an after show.
Yeah, there is.
No, it's called Watch What Happens Live. It's not a Below Deck after show. And you confused me last time you said this. And I thought, well, I guess there's some show that's about Below Deck after Below Deck. But there isn't. It's just Watch What Happens Live. Tell the people you lied to me.
But it has the cast of the show on it, so it's technically an after show.
No, I didn't watch it. What happened? Tell me what happened.
Nothing. They had Aisha, Bugs, and Jess on it. And Jess
Oh,
clearly,
I know. Those were all the stews from the season.
Yes. Jess clearly shaded Rob.
What?
We're going to see some very interesting stuff between them on the reunion.
Okay. There's no reason. I feel so bad for Rob.
Oh, God.
I feel so bad for him.
Rob.
Because he didn't realize she was going to be this level of a psycho. And yes, I'm taking that word back. Psycho. I mean, I'm giving it back to the bad people like me.
Okay.
Anyway, she sucks and she's dangerous and I do not like her and she needs mental help.
Who, Jess?
Jess, yes. She needs to see doctors, plural. Stat. People who say stat, she needs to see them.
Mm.
She ruins every single night. She has ruined every single night that they've gone out. Every night that Rob has tried to have a good time, she has ruined it. That is a fact. Also, Rob reminds me of some people who I'm close to, who really need to break up with fucking Jess. And the fact that he leaves with her, I need to cut people like that out of my life.
Well, I just want you to know it's okay. They do end up breaking up. But I don't think Jess, I think Jess just, you know, needs like therapy to deal with a lot of stuff that she went through with her family growing up.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, but you called her names that were unnecessary.
No, I said she needs to get some mental help.
Sure, therapy. All right, let's start. Okay, guys, this is Below Deck Med, Season 5, Episode 20. No, Talk Space
with Michael Phelps. She needs to talk to Michael Phelps.
Yeah, well, Michael Phelps still is struggling from smoking weed that one time, right? Isn't that what you said the other day?
That's what every... No, I didn't say that. That's what Miles said.
Oh.
And you think everything I say is Miles said. Okay. And the opposite.
Well, yeah. So Season 5, Mediterranean, Episode 20, the official finale of Season 5. So we continue with Rob and Jess fighting and Rob telling David.
David.
Remember the ghost David that works David? On the boat?
David.
Yeah, he tells David, hey, David, I think I'm going to go on the crossing with you. And David's like, okay.
Are you sure about that, dude? Because, like, I know your balls are going to be ripped off.
Right. So he's like, I'll join you on the crossing this season because he says it'll be a great opportunity for him to see if yachting is something he wants to do. And if it would give him and Jess some... Also, he says it would give him and Jess some space because right now they are not doing well and they can't stop fighting and Jess has a knife up to his throat.
Look, he got his balls jiggled for a few weeks. It was a dope relish. Time to throw the deuces and jet ski on your feet, skis, bro. You fucking strike that matchstick and get to step it. Daddy long legs gots to crawl, you know?
I'm Rob.
You know, hop on them getaway sticks and
I'm Rob.
Out of town.
Hi, I'm Rob. Hi, I'm Rob.
Hi, Rob. How have you been?
I've been good. Thank you for asking, finally.
Sorry, I lost all respect for you this episode.
But why?
Because you left with Jess, you fucking simp.
Okay, but what do you call a fake noodle?
Oh, don't try to distract me with jokes right now, Rob. A fake noodle. I don't know. A foodle?
An imposter.
Well, that's pretty good.
Thank you, Nick. That's huge for me that you just said that. Now, can you hold on 1 second? Pep Boys is calling about my car.
Rob, is this you? I feel like
sorry
Rob,
about
are we losing?
That was Pep Boys letting Jesus. Me know that my car is ready. You know how it is sometimes.
What
you
was
have
wrong
to get
with your
car?
Check. Did you have? Did it cave? The ceiling cave in?
No, it was an oil check.
And did they find oil? Did they did you strike it rich?
No, unfortunately, there was no oil. Okay, I have another question for you, Nick.
Okay, what if that was what an oil check was? Yeah, well, we looked at her and she's squirting oil. You're a billionaire. But no, it's never that. It's always just like, all right, give me $29.99.
Okay.
Oh, Rob, yes.
Should you have your whole family for Thanksgiving dinner?
Should I have my whole family for Thanksgiving dinner? No.
No, you should just stick with turkey. Okay, I should go now.
All right, Rob. Okay, well, this is the last time I'll ever see you.
That's not true. So, there's 2 episodes of the reunion.
Anyway, bye, bud.
I'll be here forever. Nice.
No, you won't. I will not watch the reunions.
No, my storyline continues.
I don't think it does.
No, I promise you.
Not the way I watch the show. I fast forward or you like you're Peter.
Oh. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Rob. All right. Well, Jesus. So Bugs.
I hate to get so mean to Rob.
Yeah, you're being very so dismissive of him.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He had to get his
car at Pep Boys. Like, why are you being so mean, dude?
Buddy, he's a simp. He's a freaking simp.
He's a horny male.
He's a simp.
Okay, so Bug says she's very proud of her interior team and that they've come a long way. And she thinks, though, that there's an expiration on yachting and she will eventually settle down. But right now, she's like Peter Pan in a girl's body and she isn't ready to settle down yet. She just wants to wear all the accessories known to mankind.
Yeah, geez, man. Do you think she's going to get out of here and open up a Claire's?
I mean, if we're lucky. There's a chance she already owns a Claire franchise where all her, like, you know, clips come from.
It's a Claire's franchise.
What did I say?
Claire.
Okay, I think we're going to survive that little mishap. So,
I quit.
Thank God.
Hold on, I'm getting a call. What's that? Oh, no. Yeah. My contract? Forever. Oh, right. No, yes, you remind me every week when I try to quit. Okay, bye, Mr. Iheart. Where were we?
Mr. Iheart?
Oh, yeah, no. He reminded me of my contract. I have to do this forever.
Yeah.
The only way out of it is in a fucking box.
You owe us money.
Yeah, I don't know. I really should have gotten a lawyer to look at that contract.
Yeah. Hmm.
I'm in debt to iHeartRadio for over $35 million.
It's your problem, dog. So I suggest he cannot wait to go home and leave yachting and forge her own future. She is ready to dump these losers.
For sure.
And Tom says he's never had so much stress that like he's had in the 2 weeks working in a galley on this fucking boat. Well, Tom, that's what it's like. This is below deck. This isn't no classy joint, okay?
Wow.
Wow, what?
I've never heard you speak this way.
Well, it ain't no classy joint.
And it ain't no classy joint. It ain't no classy joint.
It's
few
true.
Times have been a classy joint, and this ain't one of those classy joints, and it ain't no classy joint.
It's true, though.
Do you think that's my best song?
What?
Do you think that's the best song I've ever sung on here?
No, you've sang better.
Oh.
Usually when it comes to the standards. So they're attempting to dock the boat for the final time.
Oh my God. Get ready to drink, y'all.
Yeah, so there's a ground line in the way. And of course, Captain Sandy is so worried. She's so worried. She says, if I hit that ground line, I could fuck
my
up a different
career
boat.
Is over. I have to go back to being straight.
Yeah.
If I hit that ground line.
Yeah. Facts.
That ground line, why were there so many ground lines off that boat? That was crazy. And they were like really far out. But, I mean, I certainly wouldn't have noticed it if she hadn't yapped about it for 25 minutes and two commercial breaks.
I agree. Yeah. I don't know why, but guess what? Nothing happens.
Time
they go by the ground
drink.
Line. No big deal. You know what that means? Fake drama. So chugga chugga. Hop to it, ladies. Nothing happened. What a life
Nothing
to
happened.
Live. Malia says she hopes to be an inspiration. Because she's a female bosun and she wants to inspire other women who think they can't typically do male jobs like being a bosun or being a narc because she did it. She's a woman.
Yeah,
wow.
She's a narc as fuck.
Ladies
she
out
had
there.
The passport in the shot.
Ladies who are like, I don't know if I can be a narc. It's such a male dominated industry. Well, do we have news for you? Malia did it. No big deal. And you can too. Hey guys,
ladies,
throw your fellow women under the bus. You don't need them. I think I just lost my mind there.
She's a real Linda Tripp.
I don't know that reference.
What the fuck? That's the woman who secretly taped Monica Lewinsky talk about what the president had done.
Are you serious? I didn't even know that was a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
All I remember is the pussy or the cigar and the pussy. That's all I know.
Yeah, you're
That's
very
all
young.
I heard.
You were too young.
Well, yes, you're right. So anyway, the guests leave and they're like, oh my God, thank you so much. Bye. Hannah, the main primary, literally jumps off a boat. Like she goes boat to boat and boat and just parkours out of there. Just fucking hops boat to boat to boat. Just parkour style. There's a cement block somewhere she jumped on.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You know, she had gotten those lessons from Hannah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, her name is Hannah, the main primary.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Malia. That's why I said Hannah, because I knew the main primary's name.
No. So it's the final tip meeting.
Yeah,
cha-ching,
right.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, baby. Captain Sandy gives a long emotional speech about wanting to have ended with the same crew she started with. But life isn't perfect. But things are better in the end. She would not trade this crew for anything. Blah, 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 blah. Sequence on everything. Have you noticed how much sequence she has on everything? She loves sequins. It's such a, like, I guess Florida aesthetic is to have, like, an anchor made out of sequins.
Hey, fuck you. My parents live in Florida.
Well, how much sequins does your mom own?
Covered. I don't even think her clothes have cloth anymore. They're just sequins. They're very scratchy. She has a sequin bra.
Okay.
She wears it as a t-shirt. Ugh.
Those gems. Gems. Are those the gems on the t-shirts?
Rhinestones?
Rhinestones. There you go. A lot of rhinestones on shirts.
I'm a rhinestone cowboy. Oh.
They love rhinestones as well in Florida, apparently. Everything, you know, you want either anchor made out of rhinestones or sequins, whatever floats your boat. That's what we call a Florida aesthetic.
Nobody's ever gotten Florida better than you.
Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, we learned that they got a 20K tip. Big money. And we learned the season total, they got us $171,500. And every person got $14,292. That's money.
Who cares?
Okay, well.
What if I just said that for everything you said?
I mean, you
could. That'd be frustrating.
I wouldn't say that you don't.
Who cares? But then I usually say something that I want to talk about.
Yeah. This partnership is going great.
How so?
It's lovely. Everything's lovely about
you. Tell me more.
You're a lovely guy who cares about me.
This is the only kind of partnership you'll allow.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't how-so me. We gotta go.
How so?
And we're back.
How so?
So at the end of the tip meeting, Captain Sandy gives all the crew different certificates, like their most likely twos, but then she basically rated them all on the Beaufort scale. And apparently the Beaufort scale is an empirical measure that relates wind speed to observed conditions at sea or on land. It is the full its full name is the Beaufort Wind Force Scale. And I'm sorry if that was going to be your boat fact, but I was curious what it was. So, Nick, this is how I would rate you on the Beaufort scale.
Me?
Yeah.
I think I'm more of a Rob type, so I would guess I'm about a zero.
No.
Okay, I guess I'm more of a Tom type. I guess I'm a 10.
No, I would give you a between a...
What's the most insulting number? Is that what you're trying to figure out right now?
I'm going to say...
What's the worst number? No one would want?
I'm going to give you a 72. No, I'm going to give you an 11. An 11, because it's a violent storm.
That's one more than Tom.
And it's exceptionally high waves. Small and medium-sized ships might be, for a time, lost to view behind the waves.
For sure.
The surface is covered with long white patches of foam lying along the directions of the wind.
For sure.
Everywhere the edges of the wave crests are being blown into froth, visibly affected.
Nasty. Right. Everyone gets caught up.
That's you.
And what was the good part?
I don't know. I think you're just, you know, violent.
And what are you?
Oh,
what are you, Buttercup?
I'm a three, a gentle breeze.
Wow. You're a Jess. That's what Jess was.
Yep.
A three.
Yep, yep. Or
a
I
gentle
could be,
breeze.
Or a five, a fresh breeze, like an Aisha. What can I say?
You're a monster.
Mm-hmm.
What number is monster?
What you got?
Like
11.
Like a Loch Ness monster.
You're an 11. You're a violent storm. I could have given you a 12. You could have been a hurricane, bitch. Okay. Well, anyway, Jess gets really emotional and thanks Captain Sandy for saying nice things about her, because she says her whole life she's been told she's basically stupid and shitty, and she has issues from her childhood where she really struggled to please her mother. So we're going to see a lot of that manifest in a little bit. But yeah, everyone's flipping the boat for the end of the season. And Rob says he doesn't know where he stands with Jess right now. Well, here he goes, I don't know where I stand with Jess right now. And then Malia's like, have you guys had one fun night out where you didn't end up in a fight? And he's like, no, I guess not. And of course.
Yes.
Everyone's getting ready to go out. And of course, tension starts to brew between Jess and Rob.
Can I tell you something real quick? I just watched Hostel.
Okay.
And you know the guy, have you seen Hostel?
No, I don't watch scary movies.
Well, it's these like two American backpackers, and they meet up with this European guy, and he's like older, and they start traveling with him. Anyway, he says, of course, my horse, like four or five times, and it is so jarring. Every time he says it, I just can't. I am taken out of the movie. I'm just like, where did this phrase come from? Why would this guy, how could that be what you say over and over? Anyway, of course, my horse.
Of course, my horse. God, I think I might start saying that.
I know you will. You know, you just to spite me.
That's not to spite you. I just like it. But you shouldn't have told me.
You like it only because I said that I don't like it.
No, I just think it's funny. Of course, my
horse. Like, let me think what I know about this. A, it rhymes. I love that. B, it makes Nick furious. I really love that.
You're right. I do love that it rhymes.
Yeah. Of course, my horse.
Of course. And I like that you kind of say it with like an affliction in the voice. Like, of course, my horse.
Yeah, well, that's how he says it. He's got a little accent. Oh, of course, my horse. Nah, it is cool.
Why would you tell me it if you didn't want me to love
it? Of course, my horse. Of course.
Because I love it.
Of course, my horse.
Oh my God, I love what you're doing. Keep going.
What if a horse got a divorce?
Oh my
God. What if Robert Morse got a horse?
Ah! And then they got a divorce?
Sure.
Okay, well,
what if a horse got on all fours?
Whoa.
He'd probably be dead.
Oh my God. Not if it's a baby horse. Miniature horse got on a big horse. So,
baby
yes,
horse.
So, of course, horse. My horse.
Of course, my horse.
Tension starts to brew between Rob and Jess before they're going out. Like, they're getting ready. And Rob's like, I just want to have fun tonight. I'm going to get pissed. We're just going to let go and have fun. I'm going to be rowdy. And Jess takes that as him saying he doesn't want to be with her. So she is like, okay, then we can be single tonight. And Rob's like, what?
Wait,
what?
That's not what I had in mind.
And then he says, this just affirms my choice to go on the crossing and not to Bali with Jess.
This just in. The travel looks unlikely. My horse.
My horse. Of course, my horse. So everyone
I'm
goes
going
out
to work with the ghost.
Oh, God. So everyone goes out to dinner with Captain Sandy.
Yo, when is Captain Sandy going to throw it down?
What do you mean?
And just fucking, she and Malia are going to make it official.
Oh, God. Well, Captain Sandy tells Tom, she's like, oh, it was such a gift having you.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm like, okay. And then Tom says, well, I hope I didn't come off as rude. That was never my intention.
Oh, she yelled at you. The captain literally yelled at you, dude.
Yes.
She's never yelled at anyone.
Yelled at them back. And he says, that's what he says. He says, I hope I didn't come off as rude. That was never my intention. Bitch, you were stomping around this yacht. Like the world owed you.
I don't think he was rude. I just think he was a little piece of shit.
Yeah, well, that comes off as rude to some people.
Not me. But that was actually, not. I like that.
That was not his intention to be a monster, apparently.
I see.
So,
of course, my horse.
Fuck everybody. Captain Sandy says yacht chefs are the best chefs in the world because they really have to adapt and work on their feet and just like do it. And I'm like, oh my God, then Tom sucks because he can't adapt. He freaks out. So at dinner, a flamenco dancer comes and performs for everyone, like for the, you know, restaurant. And of course, Bugs is like, well, I need to go perform with the flamenco dancer. So she goes and dances with them in her wedges.
So poorly.
Wedges, baby.
This is what I don't understand. You know, sometimes they'll have, you know, authentico performers come on the boat. And
yeah.
then, you know, only the worst people will be like, oh, I want to join you. I'm going to dance. And you're like, Lord, this fucking fat, drunk cigar face is going to come stomp on my feet. Yeah. And then they get off the boat and they do the same thing to other people.
Yeah, that's the thing. As soon as Bugs does it, Alex and Aisha and a few other people join as well.
And it's just a small little dance floor. And then all the performers are, I guess, like, they're like, I guess we're done. I guess we'll go home for the night. They got it.
Yeah. Because, the crew decided they also flamenco dance. Everyone
I did not see this episode.
Okay. Everyone goes, and then Jess just sits there at the table and just steams.
Oh, steam, bitch. Steam back on a boat. Take a steamboat. Get the fuck out of here. Everyone's trying to have a good time. Even Captain Sandy trying to throw down.
Right. Yeah. So annoying. Anyway.
I hate Jess.
Captain Sandy leaves after dinner and they all head to the club. But in the elevator, someone farts really badly and it's like so rancid. And it turns out it was Malia.
It's Bugs.
No, it was Malia.
Oh, I thought it was Bugs.
And she said that, does anyone have an extra underwear? And I was like, what? You shit yourself?
Gross.
And Tom's like, yummy. Romance is in the air. She let out a tooter. If you know what I neuter. Anyway, sorry. So sorry you had to experience that with me. At the club, Jess and Rob are back at it. And she says that, you know, they're fighting again. And she's like, you're like my mom. Because no matter what I do, you'll never be happy. You'll always find fault in it. And Rob's like, I won't go to Bali then. And she says, well, you've been looking for a reason to get out or to not go, anything. And then she stalks off. And then Rob does a thing where he just closes his eyes and leans his head back while everyone around him is like, what just happened? Why did she stalk off? What's going on? And then it appears Jess goes into a mystery door. It looks like a bookcase, but it's a door that leads into another room. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was really funny. All I could think about was, what if someone had just started watching the episode, like just turned it on there. And it just looks like Bugs is trying to talk to the books.
Yeah. It's weird. It's silly. Then out of nowhere, the charter guests, all the moms from the most recent charter, the last charter, are all at the club that they're at. So they all start hanging out. And Rob is talking to Hannah, the parkour mom. And Jess, of course, my horse is not happy.
Of course, my horse.
And Rob's being like, you have a beautiful soul. And she's like, you have a beautiful soul. And Rob's like, I admire a strong woman. And Hannah's like, I am a strong woman.
And he's like, I feel like I know how to speak to women on an authentic level.
And it's like, what are you doing right now, Rob? Like, what are you talking about? And she's like, yeah, totally. You are very authentically speaking to me. I don't even know what's going on.
Well, Jess is just daggers.
Yeah, but like, what is Rob talking about? Like, I know how, I think I can speak to women on an authentic level. What does that mean?
Here's what he's thinking. I'm drunk. I'm gonna plow this.
That's it? That's all he's thinking?
Even good guys want to plow. That's the name of my memoir. Even good guys want to plow.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
That's why I'm riding home this cow.
Wow, that's gorgeous. Yeah, so Rob continues to talk to Hannah and they walk by. They're like holding hands and they walk by Jess and Jess literally throws her cigarette at them. That's a rough move.
She didn't hit her.
No, but still dangerous to throw your cigarette at someone. I don't know. That's messy bitch shit. So anyway, back on the boat, outside of the boat, Rob is crying. I don't know what is going on with these people. Like, one second he's like, I'm talking to parkour lady. And the next second he's like, and Malia's giving him a pep talk. And she's like, I really think Jess loves you, but it's just like really tricky right now. And he's like, and then Jess says she doesn't think he wants to be together. So she's just going to give him an out and he can be single. And I'm like, girl, you don't mean that. You know, you're brokenhearted. Jess, you're so brokenhearted. What do you think, Nick? Do you think she's so brokenhearted?
I think that this fucking season is done, dog.
Well,
the storyline isn't going anywhere.
Well,
it's over.
It's the next day. It's the final day. It's departure day. Wow. Rob and Jess are still fighting in the morning, and Jess is crying, and he says,
I'm doing the crossing.
And she's like, you're not doing the crossing. You're just running. And he says,
I need some space.
And she's like, you're damaging me.
And he's like, you're damaging me.
She's like, no, you're damaging me. And you broke my heart. And then Rob says,
heartbreak is a gift.
That's true. It's a gift he's giving to Jess.
Yeah, that's, I don't even know what to think about that. But, and then Rob says,
I just want to get off this boat. Let's just pack and go.
And then Jess cries and begs him not to do the crossing. And then he tells us that he has 2 days to decide if he's doing the crossing or going to Bali with Jess.
Do the crossing. Do the crossing.
I think everyone wants him to do the crossing.
God, could you imagine if he went and did the crossing?
I think it would be great for his career. His
life would be incredible. But now it sucks. Now he's got to live in a van like everybody else in Below Deck history.
Yeah.
Do you think, I know it's like, okay, so these are two awards we could give Below Deck. It's the longest running show with no married couples. And it's also the longest running show. What was I just talking about?
Awards.
Yeah.
Giving them awards.
What was I giving an award out for?
I don't know. Fool, you didn't say. You said no married couples.
Yeah, then, what are we talking about?
Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break. You can think about that. We'll be right back.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
And we're back. Nick doesn't remember what he was talking about before break. That was a great segue. So,
sorry, y'all.
Alex leaves first, and he says he feels like he can now be a lead deckhand on a bigger vessel. And then Bug says goodbye to him.
I know it. Yes, oh, Below Deck. There are two awards. One, no couples get married. And B, the longest running reality show with the most contestants living in vans. Back to you, Anna.
Great. Okay. Wow. Thank you for that. Anyway, Alex leaves first and Bug says goodbye to him. And she almost calls him her big brother, which is weird.
No, it's not. That's how she feels about him.
But she just makes out with her brother?
No, she just felt pressure to make out with him.
I don't know. I think she just like blackout and party.
Yeah.
I will say on the after show, Watch What Happens Live, she said she regrets not hooking up with him sooner.
Wow. Like
getting things popping off sooner. I don't know if really? She means that as like having someone to like, you know, hook up with on the show to like play around with. But I don't know. Sounds like she likes her brother.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's gross.
Anyway, Rob and Jess leave next and it's really awkward and weird. But yeah, they leave together and then we get a little thing, a little card that says that Rob and Jess went to Bali together. And then we cut to Aisha, who says, oh, for fuck's sakes. That's a terrible impression of Aisha. You should do it.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
There you go. Yeah, perfect. So, guess they went to Bali and he didn't do the crossing.
Boo. I don't like him anymore. Done. All right. See y'all next week. Bye.
Wait, Rob. I mean, Nick. It's me, Rob.
What?
Will you forgive me?
No.
Come on, man.
No, I'm cutting people like you out of my life.
But Nick.
Cutting you out of my life.
Nick.
What?
I almost told you a kind of inappropriate joke. But why? No.
Cutting you out of my life was the greatest decision I ever made.
What did the penis say to the condom? Cover me, I'm going in. Okay. What kind of bees produce milk? Boobies. Ha. Nick? Nick, what happened to you? Nick, it's me, Rob. Nick, it's me, Rob. Okay, I got another one for you because you live in Los Angeles. How do you say fuck you in Los Angeles? You say, trust me. Ha. Okay, looks like you have left town. All right. Okay, I guess I'll leave. I hope you can forgive me for leaving with Jess and going to Bali. You know how it is. Sometimes I think with the wrong head, if you know what I mean. And I mean my penis. The bulb on my penis. I think with that. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. The bulb has grown big. I could not decide which was my brain and which was my penis head. And that led me to think with the wrong one. Nick, will you ever forgive me for not doing the crossing? Nick, where are you? I need you now more than ever. Nick, I can see you hiding from me. You're too big of a man to hide behind that skinny, skinny tree.
All right, Rob, I guess you gotta go because Nick's not interested in talking to you. He's very upset with you.
Oh, okay, I'll go back to Bali. Bye, Lee.
On the after show, Andy Cohen kept calling Bali Bali.
Okay, fine. I forgive you, Rob.
He's gone.
What?
Yeah.
No, but I'm ready to forgive.
He went back to Bali or Bali as Andy Cohen kept pronouncing it.
Maybe it is Valley.
Yeah, just like it's Lahala. So Aisha leaves next and she says she's so happy to finally be going home and says this season was so shitty that it taught her that even she can be unhappy, which is, I think, saying a lot that Aisha discovered sadness while on this show.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and nothing even happened to her. She just showed up late and that like ruined her.
But, like, the vibes were so bad.
Yeah, maybe they were bad vibes.
She was like, this crew sucks. The vibes are bad. I'm out of here. Anyway, Bugs is leaving. And then as she's leaving, a really cute baby goat shows up.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't know. It's just like, okay.
Where were they hiding this baby goat?
I don't know. But I was like, what's up, little baby goat who probably owns a yacht? That little baby goat is so rich.
No, really? Is he like a sheik?
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, goat I sheik. Saw you're smoking the same pen that Hannah had.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
Yes, underlined.
Where'd you get it?
I got it at Hannah's personal store.
No.
Yeah, she sells them now.
You asked? You went in there? You're like, was Hannah Ferrier in here?
No, she owns the store and operates it.
Oh, cool. All right, well, Malia and Tom leave next, and they're like, we're a happy couple. We're out of here. We're going on another boat together. And I'm like, good luck, bitch. Because as you know, they break up. She basically implies that he cheated on her.
With Jess?
No, not with Jess.
With Rob?
No.
With Wiz?
No. Well, yes, with Wiz. What if it turned out to be Wiz?
That'd be fucking awesome. I mean, that'd be a great plot point.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to get them back on the same boat, fight it out.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Captain Sandy says this has been the most challenging season she's ever experienced, but you don't grow from the good times. And this crew really stood out to her, and she's proud of them and grateful to have worked with them. And that's the end of the episode, baby.
Boat facts.
Yep, it's time for Boat Facts with Nikki Tease.
You know, I was thinking, you know, sometimes these boat facts, they're really dry. You know, academic facts. But today I just wanted to have a little fun. So I Googled, what's the fun boat? You know, what's the most fun boat? And I'll tell you what it is. It's the laser fun boat.
It's the what?
Laser fun boat.
Laser fun boat.
Yeah, it's a fun boat. A fun boat's a type of boat. It's an entry-level sailboat. If you ever thought about sailing, but you never thought about learning, you could get a fun boat.
Okay.
Easy to rig, easy to sail. The fun boat is the perfect entry-level sailboat with a combination of roominess, stability, maneuverability, and simplicity. The fun boat is extremely seaworthy. Designed with a modified tunnel hull, the fun boat has everything for someone who just wants to have fun on the water. No centerboard means no hassle when pushing off or returning to your favorite beach. Just simply jump on, hoist the sail, and you're off. Enjoy.
That's right. They got these lasers for the guests on sailing who wanted to have like a little relay race or whatever.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Remember he says, go get the lasers.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. They're about $3,000.
Should we go in on one?
Well, I think iHeartRadio should buy us one.
Oh my God. You're right. That probably shouldn't be too hard to ask for.
Okay, good.
I'll just be like, hey, Jack O'Brien, can I expense this laser I bought? And he'll be like, no.
He'll be like, no, TDZ just got canceled.
And I'll be like, "That I had nothing to do with that, I swear. I didn't sell you out. I swear. Well, it really sounds like you did nothing.
All right. Well, that's Boat Facts. That's the show. I can't thank y'all enough. That's another season in the books. Of course, we've got a couple of reunion episodes, and then we are back on top with a new show, and it's great, and we're gonna have guests, and we're gonna expose our breasts, and we'll do nothing less.
Okay, we're not exposing our breasts.
And I will make a nest, and I'll put you to the test, and all of the rest.
Okay, we're not exposing our breasts, but yes, we are going to...
All right, so one of those things I got wrong.
Guys, keep looking out. We're gonna keep dropping these. I believe we'll drop the... Reunion Eps will drop tomorrow along with the first episode of season 8 of Regular Below Deck.
Wow, and then that's after 5 episodes, tomorrow, 2 days.
After tomorrow, we're weekly, baby. We're not daily no more.
But I got used to 3 times a day.
Well, sorry, but there's
all
no
right,
more content,
well, I'll figure
guys.
No, I'll figure something else.
We watch yeah, so really much TV
yeah,
for
there's
everyone.
Plenty of other stuff. I just won't think of y'all. All right, okay. Bye.
All right, guys. That's it. Follow us at Deckheads Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com. Oh, and you know what you can do? Recommend guests you want us to have on who watch Below Deck because we would love to have them. I'm at Anna Hostin. Nick is at Nick's Turner's. Check out our merch on TeePublic. We have some fun stuff up there. And yeah, guys, our final request, just leave us a 5-star review. Do you see how much fucking work we did for y'all this year? Oh my gosh. We could enjoy one little 5-star review. All right, we're out of here. Bye.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.